Foo Fighters.
Celebrating 25 years of the Foo Fighters.
Let me tell you a little something about Foo Fighters.
With Taylor Hawkins.
Hey, this is Taylor Hawkins.
On Triple M.
Yeah, I know exactly what Triple M is.
One of the most distinctive rock bands on the planet with a hell of a back catalogue. I'm Brendo and we are celebrating 25 years of the Foo Fighters right here on Triple M. Joining me to reminisce on the last quarter of a century is Taylor Hawkins, drummer for the Foo Fighters. Hey brother, thanks for joining me.
Hey Brendan, how are you buddy?
25 years of Foo Fighters, a quarter of a century. It is a hell of achievement. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty hard to believe we're that old, isn't it?
Is it hard to believe? Do you feel like it's just gone in a flash?
It does, when you actually look at a number like that. I mean, I've been in the band 23 years. So I will be in... I joined in 97. So it is crazy. But it also, I look back at all the old videos and pictures and performances, and I'm like, what the hell happened to our faces?
That's everyone, man. That's not just you.
No, I know. And you can, you know, you can just see the time that way. So it's amazing. I mean, more than anything, I just can't believe we kept it together for that long, you know.
What is interesting to me is you would have heard the debut record, you know, as a fan, much like everyone else. What were your first impressions hearing that debut record?
Well, I loved it. Mm. I couldn't believe it was the drummer of Nirvana, to be honest. I mean, you know, I had just joined Alanis Morissette's live band at that point. And we were just getting in a van to go tour across America and play all the clubs. And her record was starting to go bananas, of course. But we were playing all these little clubs. And we were actually, I guarantee you, her record came out within weeks of the first Foo Fighters album. I couldn't be for certain, but I would say pretty damn close. And, you know, we had like three or four records in that van that we listened to over and over again. And one of them was the first Foo Fighters record. And all of us, Alanis included, we all just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
Just there's so much joy and catharticism in that album, but there's so much melody, too. I couldn't believe how melodic it was. I mean, and I remember me and my brother listening to it all the time. And I thought it sounded like, literally, and I've said this before, I thought it sounded like Steve Miller, you know,
you know,
Black Sabbath or something like that. Like there's something about the way Dave doubled his voice and the way his melodies were that reminded me of like Steve Miller or something like that, which is odd, you know. I don't know why, but so what did I think? I absolutely adored it, actually.
It's an incredible achievement, a quarter of a century. What do you put the band's longevity down to, or is it a number of things?
I mean, I think it's a number of things. I think the fact that, you know, we kind of cut our teeth live, you know, and really that was always been our sort of, you know, we have some great songs, and Dave's written some amazing songs, but the fact that we've always worked hard live, meaning tour every time, a lot. I think that has a lot to do with it. I just do. I just think, you know, our management, they always had a kind of world picture in mind. There's a lot of bands in England that don't ever go anywhere other than England, and maybe a tour here, and maybe it's a little tour there, but like every time we put out a record, I mean, we always go to Australia. We always go to New Zealand. We always go to, sometimes twice. I think it's going out and playing. I think that's our longevity, and the fact that Dave manages to squeeze out a couple good songs every record, you know?
And this one, arguably, his crowning jewel. Taylor Hawkins, thank you so much for taking the time to celebrate 25 glorious years of the Foo Fighters on Triple M.